付出。
If you are a mom, think about all the hopes and dreams that you had for those 9 months waiting for this baby.
如果是你是一个妈妈的话，你可以回忆一下，在当时怀胎九个月的时候，你有拥有的梦想，还有你的这个希望。
I've had two babies.
我有两个孩子。
An adopted one.
当然，我同时也收养了一个。
And I still don't understand how the connection occurs.
我其实到现在我还不太明白这个我们中的关系是怎么样发生的。
Because you start loving them from the moment that you hear the word you're having a baby.
你就同时你在当你听到你要有一个孩子的时候，你就开始爱他。
I think it's a very complex concept.
这是一个非常复杂的概念。
So with that, I'm going to start talking about two women from the book of Exodus.
我现在开始跟大家分享的第一就是两名出埃及记的女人。
And I can't give you all the details, so I'm hoping that you come with some of the details already in your mind.
我不能给大家全部的故事，但是我希望大家你们来的时候已经对这件事情有所了解。
I'm going to start talking to you about Moses' mother.
我们第一个分享的是摩西的女人。
And we can't talk about Moses' mom without talking about his sister Miriam.
我们不关于摩西的女人，我们有她妈妈，还有她的姐妹米利安。
Now I don't know about in your culture whether every mom or dad names their own child.
我不知道在你们的文化中是不是你们的爸爸或者妈妈来给你孩子起名字。
Because when my mom started having 8 kids, she let other people name us.
当我妈妈有我们八个小孩的时候，她让别人给我们取名字。
Because in this story, Moses' mom didn't even name him. Pharaoh's daughter gave him the name Moses.
在摩西的起名这件事上，摩西的妈妈没有给摩西取名字，而是法老的女儿给他取的名字。
Moses' mom's name was Jochebed.
摩西的妈妈她的名字是亚基别。
And this is a story that parallels God's bond for the people of Israel.
这就是神在以色列人上所做的工。
How many moms help with projects in school?
有多少妈妈在这个学校里面有做一些那个项目？
Because Jochebed had to be very creative.
因为约基别她是一个非常有创造性的女人。
Because in the culture of that day,
在他们的文化中
，the king had issued a verdict.
在他们的王给他们一个定律。
And he said, "I want all Hebrew boys killed."
他王给他一个就是给他一个命令，就是说他想要所有的这个。希伯来的那个男孩都被杀，当时都要杀掉。
He said, "I want them thrown in the Nile River to drown."
他说，我要把这些所有的男孩都扔到尼罗河里面来淹死他们。
Think about that decree.
想一下，就是这种憎恨。
And here's Jochebed knowing she's going to have a baby.
就约基别呢，他知道他自己要生一个小孩。
And I don't think in that culture they had the test that tell you you're having a boy, a girl before birth.
当时应该没有这种鉴定是男是女的这种技术。
She just knew she was going to have a baby, and it turned out he was a boy.
她就当时她知道自己要怀孕要生小孩，然后最后她生了一个男孩。
Then the moms already knew that the babies that were boys had to be drowned.
她妈妈知道，哎呀，这个生了一个男孩，他要被扔到河里面淹死。
Because the people of Israel were resented as foreigners.
这个当时以色列人呢，在埃及里面，他是被埃及人所憎恶的，因为他们是一个外来者。
And Pharaoh kept saying, if they keep having boys, they're going to build an army.
所以说法老就是说，他们如果说继续生这个男孩的话，这个男孩最后聚合起来就可以成为一个军队。
And we're going to lose our power.
我们就是会被夺权。
So he told the midwives.
所以说他就叫这个接生婆。
I want you to make sure that none of these boys live.
对，他说，就告诉接生婆说，你命令你，就是你看到一个男孩就要把他杀掉。
I'm not even aware of the statistics of how many babies are born today with midwives.
那我不太清楚今天还有多少人选择用接生婆接生。
Back in the 50s, when I was born, I was delivered by a midwife in my home.
在50年代，牧师本身就是被接生婆接生的，在家里。
So the midwives came up with a lie, so to speak.
所以说这个接生婆呢，她就撒了一个谎。
So they said to the king, we can't kill those boys.
我们没有这个杀掉他们。
Because the Hebrew women are so strong, they deliver way before we get there.
就是说这个希伯来的这些犹太女人呢都非常强壮，她们比我到我们去之前，她们都生下来了。
So we can't carry out your order.
所以说我们不能遵行你的命令。
But when Jochebed gave birth,
所以当雅基别要生小孩的时候。
She said, "I am going to take a risk."
她就说我要冒险一下。
She had already realized that God had given her a different child.
她知道，她从心里面知道神给她一个非常特殊的孩子。
Because in Acts 7:20,
当说在这个使徒行传二十章的时候说到。
The scripture says Moses was no ordinary child.
使徒行传七章二十节说到，摩西不是一个普通的孩子。
So she decided, I'm going to try to protect my baby from death.
所以说她就说，我不能让这个孩子，我生下来这个孩子不能让他死掉。
I'm not a very creative person.
牧师本人不是一个非常有创造性的人。
So outside of God, I don't know if I would have made a basket to put my baby in.
所以说，如果这种情况发生在牧师他身上，他应该不知道要怎么样做一个篮子。
So for 3 months,
三个月的时间
she hid that baby for and kept him for herself.
就是三个月时间，她把婴儿藏了三个月。
Have you taken care of a 1 to 3 month old baby recently?
你们有没有照顾一到三个月的孩子？
They're not quiet.
他们不是非常安静的。
I just babysat last month for a 2 month old.
那帮我上个月我帮别人照顾了一个就是两个月大的婴儿。
I kept him 3 days.
我帮他照顾了三天。
And he cried when he was wet.
他在这个尿不湿了，他哭。
When he was sleepy,
他困了，他哭。
When he was hungry,
他饿了，他也哭。
When he needed to wake up,
他醒了，他还哭。
Not quiet.
你就是一直吵。
But Moses' mom, Jochebed, kept him for 3 months, trying to keep him a secret.
雅基别他所以在当时雅基别就把他这个孩子藏起来，藏了三个月，试图把他当成一个秘密。
So she.Decided that after 3 months she could not do it.
但当三个月之后呢，她发现自己其实没办法继续藏下去。
So she built a basket.
她就编了一个篮子。
And the word that she used for basket is the same word they used for Noah's ark.
她这个篮子当时在里面的称呼是跟诺亚方舟的这个一个名字。
So it wasn't a tiny little basket, as you may think.
这不是一个，所以说通过这个方舟这个名字呢，你可以知道它不是一个非常小的篮子。
And I thought it was the smartest thing when you look at what happened.
当我每看到这个时候，我就觉得说，哎，这人真聪明。
She put the basket in the exact spot that they were drowning the Hebrew boys.
她就把这个篮子放到一个，其他他们就埃及人淹死这个。南海的地方。
But look at the timing and the miracle that happens.
所以说我们可以看一下这里面其中的神迹。
Because she sends his sister go out and watch and see what happens.
她就把她自己的这个姐妹叫出去，然后让她在旁边看，到底会发生什么。
So Miriam becomes his second protector.
所以说，撒玛利亚是吗？然后。米利安就是把他就是成为了他第二个就是保护者。
She's hiding in the reeds watching this baby.
他就在这个芦苇丛中，然后看这个会发生什么事。
And you may think at any point all hope is gone.
你可能你会想到说，如果可能在某个时间，就是所有的这个希望都没了。
But who comes out to the water?
然后你发现谁然后到这个水边来了呢？
Pharaoh's daughter.
就是法老的女儿就跑到了水边。
And she has pity on this baby in this basket.
她就发现这是一个小孩子，她就很可怜这个小孩子。
And takes a risk.
然后她就也是冒险了一下。
Miriam steps outside of her boundaries.
米利安然后也是就是走出了她的禁忌。
So she approaches the second most powerful person in the land.
她就是跟这个她接近了这个地上第二掌权的人。
And she innocently offers to give help.
她就是很无辜的表示说她要给这个人帮助。
Because she says to Pharaoh's daughter, I think I can find someone that will help you take care of this baby.
所以米利安说，我觉得我可以帮你，就是找一个人，他可以帮你照顾这个小孩。
And if you know the story, who did she find?
如果大家知道这个故事，他米利安找到了谁呢？
His mom.
就是摩西的妈妈。
A miracle.
就是一个神迹。
And she spends the next 3 years, his own mom, caring for a baby that was supposed to be dead.
所以说摩西的妈妈就在接下来3年中继续照顾摩西，但摩西其实按理来说摩西是应该死掉的。
What lesson can we learn? We can never overstep God's plans.
所以说这其中我们可以学到什么呢？我们不可以就是越过神的这个给我们的计划。
Because we know that God was planning to use Moses to save the nation of Israel.
那我们知道，摩西在后来他也将被神使用来救整个以色列国。
This woman Jochebed had to be a godly person.
然后这个摩西妈妈雅基别应该是也是一个非常属灵的人。
She had 3 children.
她有三个孩子。
And they all changed the nation of Israel.
他这其中他的三个孩子都是已成为之后改变以色列的人。
She heard from God and followed his obedience to him.
他听从神，也同时遵行神给他的旨意。
Because what does Miriam eventually become?
所以说最后我们知道米利安最后成为了什么吗？
She became a prophetess.
他最后成为了一个先知。
And Aaron became the founder of the priesthood.
然后他的 Aaron, 他亚伦哦，亚伦也成了一个祭司。
Think about your children. Are you raising them to change the world?
想一下你们自己的孩子，你们有没有就是想要通过你们的孩子来改变这个世界
？So you may sit here today thinking that she had perfect children.
然后你们有没有在这里想到他有美好的孩子，他有完美的孩子。
But you read the Bible, the Old Testament, Moses not perfect.
但是当我们想象他们都是完美的时候，其实我们读圣经的时候，我们也发现摩西他也不是完美的。
And you can read stories about them acting like siblings.
然后他这个他你可以看到就是他摩西在其中犯下的一些过错。
Sometimes they try to get ahead of God.
他有时候他这些人希望超过神的计划。
But I think if we remember Proverbs 22:6.
当我们看到这个，我们可以想象一下箴言26:6。
Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
所以说，教导孩子使他们行当行的路，然后。就是到老，他们也不偏离。
Underline that verse in your Bible, Proverbs 22:6.
所以在箴言22:6。
It doesn't mean that they won't try to forget God.
这其中呢，并不是表示说他们完全不会试着越过神的边界。
Or live life on their own terms.
或者说给他们自己的生活定下一些就是他们自己的规矩。
But God gives us a promise.
但是神总会。把他们拉回来。
So those were that was a mom that loved God and instilled it in her children.
所以说这就是 这其中就是一个母亲，她要怎么样拯救她的孩子。
The next two ladies I'm going to talk with you about is Ruth and Naomi.
第二个我们的我要跟大家分享的就是路德还有拿俄米。
If you have time, read those four little chapters full of love.
如果说大家有机会可以看一下，就是其实是充满爱的。
The book starts off very sad.
You say it again, please.
The book starts off being very sad.
所以说故事的开始是一个非常悲伤的这个故事。
Because Naomi loses her husband.
因为拿俄米她的这个丈夫就死掉了。
And then a short time later, she loses her two sons.
然后在接下来不久呢，她也失去了两个儿子。
She lost her emotional support.
她就是在精神上她的支柱就没了。
And financial support.
还有经济上的支柱也没有了。
In that culture, when you did not have a spouse and children.
在那个年代，如果说你没有一个配偶，或者说你没有孩子。
You were almost doomed for poverty.
你就基本上你这个生活，你接下来会一直贫困下去。
So think of this woman Naomi.
所以说我们想象一下这个拿俄米。
Not even living in her hometown of Judah.
她不在自己的家乡犹大。
She was living in Moab.
她在摩押城。
And she's all alone.
她就只是她自己。
Except she has who? Two daughter-in-laws.
她唯一有的认识的两个人就是两个她的儿媳妇。
I don't know what kind of relationships you have with your mother-in-laws.
不知道大家跟自己这个婆婆的关系怎么样。
But sometimes they can be difficult relationships.
在很多时候它是一个非常比较艰难的关系。
Because some people love their husbands and love their wives, but do not love the mothers.
经常很往常的可以这个就是她爱自己的老公，爱自己老婆，但是就不太喜欢自己的婆婆。
God gave me two mother-in-laws.
然后神给我两个婆婆。
And one was amazing.
一个是非常好。
And one was a difficult one.
第二个就是比较跟她相处比较困难。
But Naomi had been a good example for her daughter-in-laws.
拿俄米呢，就是给她的媳妇，给她这个儿媳妇树立了很不错的形象。
She had taught them that she believed in the God of Israel.
他教导他的孩子，就是教导他的儿媳妇，就是跟他们，说他相信以色列的神。
And that he was the true God.
然后他也是一名真神。
So when they become widows,
所以当他这个儿媳妇呢，都成为了寡妇的时候
，they had to ask now what happens to us.
这个两名寡妇，两名儿媳妇就想说，接下来我们可以做什么呢？
But again, it's all about God's timing.
然后这其中呢就是神的计划，神的时间。
Because just as this occurs,
然后当这个发生的时候
，Naomi hears that things are improving in her country.
拿俄米就听到说他们的这个国家情况慢慢变好。
People are able to feed themselves.
然后这个大家都可以就是有足够的食物。
There's no longer a famine.
没有，当时的饥荒已经没有了。
So of course Naomi says, "I'm going back home."
然后拿俄米说，我就那这样环境不错，我就回家吧。
I thought of that even myself when I became a widow.
那我当时其实我联想到我自己成为一个寡妇的时候。
I'm going back to North Carolina where there's family and support.
那我也想回到就是北卡，然后我的家人在那边，然后我的这个他们可以给我们各种支持。
And Naomi says to her daughter-in-laws,
然后拿俄米就跟她的这个儿媳妇都说了
by the name of Ruth,
然后这个是她其中的一个路德
and Orpah,
还有 Orpah,
that you can go back to your home and I'll be okay.
而且你们跟他们说，你们可以回到你们自己的家，我其实也可以继续过下去。
Naomi is showing trust when she makes that statement.
拿俄米呢，在说话之间呢，对其实是充满了肯定的。
Because it was not safe for a single woman to be traveling alone.
其实，在当时呢，就是作为一个单独的女人来旅行的话，其实是非常不安全的。
But she's like most moms, not being selfish.
所以，但是她其实也像大多数的母亲一样，是不自私的，是没有自我。
Think about your mom. Has she been a selfish person or a sacrificing person?
想象你们自己的妈妈是她，他们是非常自私的呢，还是他们为你奉献的？
But she put her daughter-in-laws ahead of what she wanted and needed.
所以在这其中呢，我们可以看到南米她把她的儿媳妇放到自己的前面。
History changes in this very moment.
这其中历史就改变了。
Because Ruth decided, I'm going with my mother-in-law.
那路德就说呢，我要跟我的这个婆婆一起去。
I don't know if I would have said that myself to my mother-in-law years ago.
其实我牧师自己也不知道自己可不可以做他路德做的这件事。
So Oprah says, I'm going back to my people.
所以说这俄帕呢就说，我那我既然这样，我就回去到我自己的这个老家去了。
She gives her mother-in-law a big hug. She weeps, but she leaves.
他这个俄帕就虽然哭得很伤心，然后抱了一下这个拿俄米，他就。
Ruth hugs her.
然后路德也抱了她。
And said, "I'm traveling with you."
但是我要跟你一起去。
To the land of Judah.
去犹大。
And that changes the history.
然后之后历史就改变了。
And I think we can learn from here how important our life is when we model Jesus or model God.
我们其实在里面我们可以看到就是。如果你跟随神的话，你的生命会怎样？
Because it tells us in the book of Ruth that Naomi started talking about the Lord.
所以说在拿俄米跟路德说话的时候，然后他们就谈论到神。
And so she had been a good example.
就是拿俄米其实是一个非常好的榜样。
And she shared her faith just by living it.
她其实在生活中他就已经展现出他的信心。
You may have been in Bible studies,
你们每个人也可以虽然说 可能是在某个就是圣经学习的这个组章中。
Where you learn step by step how to share your faith.
你们可能就是通过某一个一步怎么样一步一步的来然后来展现你们的信心。
But I encourage you to be a Naomi.
然后虽然说我们可以在圣经中展现我们的信心，但是我鼓励大家成为拿俄米这样子的人。
In the marketplace, show your faith by your life.
然后在真正的生活中，用你的生命来展现你的信心。
You don't have to go to work and quote scriptures every day.
你们不需要就是去上班的时候跟大家分享圣经的经节。
You go to work and show kindness.
你在去上班的时候，你可以给大家展现出。你的爱
you share, show that you care.
你展现出你对每件事都是关心的
that you have a soft, gentle heart.
你有一个非常柔软的心
and that's what the Bible tells us about Naomi.
所以说这也是圣经告诉我们关于拿俄米的这个故事
Ruth looked at how she acted when she had lost everything.
路德呢其实对她看到她失去丈夫也失去两个儿子，他就是眼见的这件事。
I have a friend.
我有一个朋友。
That believes that every person he sees, he has to tell them about Proverbs.
他相信呢，每一个朋友，他遇见的每一个人，他都需要告诉他们关于箴言。
He doesn't care if you don't even know that there is a Proverbs in the Bible.
他其实对别人对这件事有多了解多深，他其实并不太关心。
But day to day, he can be really unkind.
然后但是呢，就是经过长时间的这个时间呢，他就变得不是那么的这个友好。
And I tell him all the time, just live your faith.
那我经常跟这个朋友说，我说你不用告诉他们，你只要把你的这个信心活出来。
Today, people do not want you to hit them over the head with the Bible.
今天大家你遇到的每个人可能不太。对圣经的这个经文不太那么感兴趣。
It's saying have natural conversations showing God's love.
你可能跟他们的方法就需要一个正常的这个沟通，然后来展现出神的爱。
The Bible does not tell us exactly why Ruth decided to go with Naomi.
在这里面圣经也同时也没有告诉我们路德到底是因为什么然后要跟拿俄米去。
But it was going to be a hard life.
但是我们可以想象其实这当然会是非常不容易的。
But we copy a sentence from what Ruth said to her mother-in-law.
我们可以看一下路德她是跟她婆婆是怎么说的。
Because we say that sentence where Ruth says, "Your people will be my people."
这个路德就说到，你的民也是我的民。
Your God will be my God.
你的神也是我的神。
As she's leaving to her own hometown.
然后当也就在去这个拿俄米回到家乡之前。
And so Ruth was younger than Naomi.
但路德是比拿俄米年轻很多的。
So she would go out into the fields gathering food for her and her mother-in-law.
所以说这个路德呢经常就去这个田里然后去采集一些食物为她自己也为她的婆婆。
But this story isn't in the Bible just to tell us about a woman who loses her family.
但是这个经节并不是只是告诉我们一个女人她失去了这个 家人的这个故事哦。
But it foreshadows God's love for us.
这也是展现出神的爱的这个一个故事。
And His provision for us.
还有他的对我们的生命中的一个计划。
Because Ruth gets there, and we know the end of the story. She gets married.
当我们知道后面发生什么，路德就是跟他一起回去之后，路德也结婚了。
To one of Naomi's distant relatives.
跟就是拿俄米的一个远房亲戚。
And that man Boaz.
然后这个人的名字叫 Boaz， 那个 Boaz
was called her redeemer.
就是成为他的救赎者。
Because in that culture，
在他们的这个文化中
，extended family members，
这个远房亲戚呢
，were obligated，
就是有这个责任。
And accountable to care for their relatives.
就是有照顾亲戚的这个责任。
So Boaz rescues.
就伯阿兹就是帮，也就是救了他们。
Naomi and Ruth.
然后拿俄米还有路德。
The same as Jesus becomes our redeemer.
也就像耶稣成为我们的救赎者一样。
And rescues us from sin.
还救我们从最终。
So that's the parallel.
这就是一个，有点像一个预言。
And we know that the history has changed.
那时候我们知道，历史改变。
Because Naomi and Ruth are all part of the line of Christ.
我们知道，拿俄米还有路德都成为了这个，基督的生命线上的一个线。
And they no longer look at each other as daughter and mother-in-law.
他们也。并不单单是成就是儿媳妇还有婆婆的关系
is mother daughter
是妈啊母亲还有女儿
so today think about your mother-in-law if you have one and say I want to be an example to her if she's not an example to me
我希望大家如果说你还有婆婆的话可以就是像这个路德一样，然后对婆婆这样子的好。
The last story that I'm going to tell you, of course, would be about the mother of Jesus.
这个最后的是我要跟大家分享的，就是基督的他的妈妈。
As a teenage mom.
就是一个当是个少女妈妈。
Who could have been stoned to death.
她当时可能被石头砸死。
Because of being pregnant and not being married.
因为当时她没有结婚却怀孕了。
I think we have a different concept about that today.
那我觉得我们今天好像有一个对这个事情有一个不同的概念。
Because we look at too many stories of movie stars.
我们看到就是很多的这个电影明星。
Who tend to be anti-marriage.
就是他们是反对婚姻的。
But God is saying to Mary, I have a purpose and a plan.
然后神在其告诉玛丽，她玛利亚，她说我对你有一个计划。
I questioned myself, what would have been my response?
我经常我就想一下，如果说是我的话，我会怎么做呢
？She just said curiously, I just don't know how this can happen.
这个玛利亚就说我到底会发生什么，其实我不太知道。
And it's told along with the story of Elizabeth.
这个玛利亚的故事呢，也是跟伊丽莎白这个故事是同时讲述的。
Because when God tells Zachariah and Elizabeth they're going to have a baby.
当时这个神也告诉撒加利亚还有伊丽莎白说他你们也会有一个孩子。
He doesn't answer out of curiosity.
他就是并不是出于好奇心啊。
He answered out of disbelief.
和这个撒加利亚就是非常不表现出非常不相信。
It's like I'm too old to have a baby, so God, I think you have the wrong person.
说神啊，我这个这么老了，你这个可能搞错人了。
And God said, because of your unbelief.
然后神说，你因为你的不信。
You would not speak until the baby is born.
你就是到孩子出生前，你就说不出来话。
I think that would have been my response to Zechariah, like it can't be.
Yeah, 就我想说，如果是我的话，我可能会跟撒加利亚一样。
But we know that God used Elizabeth to encourage Mary throughout her pregnancy and until she died.
我想说，这个神当时也是用这个伊丽莎白，然后来给玛丽做一个榜样。
And we know that even at the cross, Jesus was thinking about his mom.
然后我们知道，在十字架上，然后耶稣当时也时刻想着他的妈妈。
So we have an obligation. To look after our moms.
我是说，我们有照顾我们妈妈的责任。
And even when it may be challenging.
有时候可能会非常挑战。
But we know that Elizabeth and Mary had a special bond. They were cousins.
我们知道就是伊丽莎白还有玛利亚，他们就是表亲的关系。
But Elizabeth became like a mom to Mary.
但伊丽莎白对玛利亚就更像一个妈妈。
Can we be like Mary?
我们能不能像玛利亚一样呢？
Because she says, "My soul glorifies the Lord."
我的灵，然后这个玛利亚说，我的灵尊主为大。
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
我在圣灵面前，我的这个灵跳舞。
For he's been mindful of the humble state of this servant.
因为他对我们的生在我的生命中他是成为完全的。
From now on, generations will call me blessed.
在之后的这其中世代都称我为一个恩典祝福。
Why? For the mighty one has done great things for me.
因为神比神在这个其中给我在我的生命中
Holy is his name.
在我生命中做了很大极大的事。
That's found in Luke chapter 1. You hear it at Christmas. I trust today you will really enjoy your family, enjoy your mom if she's around. Let me close in a prayer for us.
我希望大家跟自己的今天跟自己的母亲度过很好的一天，来祷告。
May you be clothed with strength.
希望愿你穿上力量的衣服
and dignity,
还有尊严的衣服
and may you be able to laugh,
希望你在将来能对未来的恐惧一笑置之
when you speak,
你说话的时候
may your words be wise,
你的言语希望可以有智慧
and give instructions with kindness,
还以慈爱示人
May your children stand and bless you.
愿你的孩子可以祝福你。
May your husband praise you.
愿你的丈夫赞美你。
May you surpass all the women in the world.
愿你超过世界上所有的女人。
Your beauty may not last.
你的美丽可能不会持久。
But if you fear or trust in the Lord.
那如果你敬畏上帝。
You will be greatly praised.
你当会受到极大的赞美。
God bless you on your special day.
感谢神，然后希望神可以在你的特殊的一天祝福你。